You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know who else is saucy? Jim Paschke is a little saucy. He joins us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, former Brewers and Bucks play-by-play voice. What's going on, Jim? How are we?
I'm doing well. How are you, Sparky?
Is that the first time anybody's ever referred to you as being saucy?
I think so. You made me chuckle, so that's a good thing.
Hey, so I'll tell you something that's very kind of weird that ended up happening on our show today. So I had you booked already at 3:20, and then Jerry West, unfortunately passed away, and I ended up getting John McLaughlin on the show at 2:20 today. So I ended up having both of you on the show today, which is a pretty cool deal for me personally. I wanted to get you on to talk about this deal coming up on Friday, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers and the Reds. Celebrating 30 years of Bill Schroeder as analyst. And tomorrow I'm going to have Darren Sutton on and Matt Vaskirjan on, which I'm looking forward to. But you were the very first one that Bill worked with. I guess, your thoughts on your time with him for those couple of years that you two guys were together.
Well, it's interesting because I had done 5 years prior to that, and then I was out of baseball for 3 years. And came back in 95, and everybody talks about it being Bill Schroeder's first year with the Brewers. It felt like my first year with the Brewers after 3 years on the sideline. So, I was trying to get myself back in rhythm and get back to doing good work. And so, everything's a little bit cloudy, but we had a great time together. And, Bill's so great. And he was my stockbroker in those 3 years that I was out of baseball. So I ended up doing baseball with my stockbroker.
Wait, what? Hold on a second. Time out. Wait a second. What do you mean he was a legit stockbroker? What?
He was a legit stockbroker for UBS. And he had asked me if he could, handle some of my stuff. And I knew him beforehand. I said, yeah, sure. So, now I tell him, I said, it's a good thing you went back to baseball. But but yeah, he was my stockbroker. So here we were. He was new to baseball in the booth, and I was trying to get back to baseball in the booth. And then we had the situation with the 94 World Series. So spring training in 95, I don't know if you recall, but there were replacement players.
Right.
And Bill likes to say we were talking about guys who, if they weren't on the field, they'd be selling frozen fish. So, it was a really odd beginning, but we hit it off and his character and the person he is, he was full of, and vinegar at the beginning. And I remember, he wanted to read every commercial and every promo, and he wanted to be a broadcaster from day one. And Bill Haig was in charge of broadcasting with the Brewers then, and he had told me, he said, hey, go slowly with him. Don't let him, get ahead of himself. And if you let him read things, you're going to get, you're going to be looking for another job. And so, but now Bill reads all that stuff. So he said recently that I told him in that first year, I said, a baseball player in the booth become a broadcaster who used to play baseball. And he remembered that, and he said, I didn't know what the heck that meant when you said it. He said, now I do. So he's done a wonderful job. Catchers tend to make very good broadcasters, and, you know, the guys will tell you tomorrow when you talk to them that I think Darren used the term warmth in terms of how Bill does games, and I said, to me, it's authentic. I said, he's who he is, and we talked about this whole concept of when you apply for those jobs or when they're talking to you about those jobs, very often they'll say, who do you emulate? And my answer when I was talking to the Brewers about that was no one. you know, you can't fake that stuff. You have to be who you are. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it won't work. And so, you know, it was all of that. And you know, Bill and I talked about those things, and my background being in the studio and doing nightly sports at Channel 6 and all of that. You know, I think that was good for me. It gave me kind of a story background, and I could follow storylines. And so I tried to share that with the guys who do live play-by-play, because a lot of them don't get that experience. So it's all storytelling, right? So those are the kinds of things that we talked about, and Bill took to it, and boy, I'll tell you what a career he's had.
Okay, talking with Jim Paschke, and check out the Brewers Unfiltered podcast. Brian Anderson got Jim Paschke, got Darren Sutton, Matt Vasgersian, put it into podcast form. It's really, really good. Download it on your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast at. So you worked with Hegan, I remember, because you guys were on the Juan Nieves no-hitter, so I remember that. Did you work with Vukovic too, Pete Vukovic?
Yes, I had my first two seasons, Sparky, were with Mike Hegan, 1987, 1988,
right.
And then Pete Vukovic for 3 years, 89, 90, and 91. And then I was out of baseball for 92, 93, 94.
And that was the Dell Crandall, Rory Marcus days, right?
Yes, absolutely. And then, boy, you have a great memory. And then I was able to work with Bill in 95 and 96. And at that time, we started to, you know, there were so many. When I started, we did 30 Bucks games and 60 Brewer games. And then in 96, it started to get up a little bit. You know, it was a lot of games. And I kind of thought, one of the thoughts I had was that I wouldn't want to watch me 180 times a year. And so I thought that one person doing both sports in this market would probably wear out a lot quicker. There were a lot of things that played into my decision to go to basketball, but that was certainly one of them. And so Bill and I only worked together for 2 years, and then Matt came in. And, you know, Matt came in at a time when it was a perfect time for his style, and baseball was kind of stodgy. And I was on the end of this, you know, I hate to say stodgy, but the old school guys. And then it sort of kicked into a new vibe, and here we are today. So everything works out, and usually it's for a reason, right?
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, the reason I brought it up was you worked with two former players before you got to Bill from that perspective. So what was it like working with Hegan and Vukovic as far as when they were in the booth? Had either one of those two done any type of analyst work prior to working with you, or did you hone both of those two guys too? Because Hegan then went back to Cleveland and was in Cleveland forever.
No, Mike had been working on the Brewers Network for a long time, and Mike was just superbly talented.
Really,
and Mike was fantastic. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And Mike wanted to be, and rightfully so, you know, he wanted to do play-by-play and analyst. And, you know, as Bob Uecker matriculated from analyst to play-by-play, and Mike certainly could have done that, and then they throw me in there against that. And, you know, we got along fine, and we were good together. And then Vukovic, so I didn't – Mike carried me. Mike taught me. I knew nothing. I had done one Little League game in Iowa, and then my next baseball game was – the Brewers, and it was 1987, and I thought they were going to have a rebuilding year, and I could kind of pay attention and grow with them a little bit, and then, of course, they win the first 13 games yep. and have a no-hitter, and, you know, all heck was breaking loose, and 80% of the audience was watching, and, boy, I tell you, talk about being petrified. But Mike helped me through that, and Mike was very experienced, and I learned so much from Mike. And then Pete Vukovic came in, and, you know, Vuk was... he was an interesting cat and still is, and savant in terms of the game. So it was easy with him because I could lead him into that savant nature of baseball, and people loved it. I mean, I remember working with him, Sparky, and he'd go through an entire at bat forecasting the next pitch and location.
Wow.
It'll be a curveball up and away. It'll be a fastball low and in. It'll be this and that. It'll be a change up here. And he could do that. It was phenomenal, really. So everybody that I've worked with has had a great skill. And then you have Bill come in and, you know, his knowledge of the game as a catcher. When you think back on great broadcasters nationally, locally, you know, Bob Uecker, great broadcasters. Catchers have a knack for understanding every aspect of the game. So Bill had that going. And my thing was I tried to learn from everyone I worked with. And if they learned a little from me, that's great. But I was learning from them all the way through my entire career.
Talking with Jim Paschke, former Brewers and Bucks play-by-play voice, as we talk about the big broadcast coming up Friday night, Bally Sports, Wisconsin Brewers, Reds. 30 years of rock as the analyst for the Brewers, and Jim Paschke will be back up in the booth. Matt Vasgersian is coming back. Darren Sutton is coming back. Matt Vasgersian and Darren Sutton join us tomorrow on this very show. You brought up Uecker. I guess I've never thought about how it would all work, because he does radio, you do TV, but he did TV for a number of years too. How much interaction was there in helping one way or the other between Uecker and the TV guys?
In my time, he was, I don't remember him doing a lot of TV when I came in 87. I think he had, you know, he had gone to the radio booth and that's where he was. He did national TV, of course.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he did all of that. But on the local level, you know, I kind of stayed away from it. And somebody the other day on the podcast said, you know, we had this shadow of Bob Uecker. And you know, my thought was, no, we were in the light of Bob Uecker, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can look at that different ways. I know, you know, yeah, he casts a big shadow, but he also casts enormous amount of light over that entire organization and everybody who's in it, and certainly the guys on TV and the ladies on TV. And, you know, you'd never be around anybody like Bob Uecker normally in life, right? So what a blessing.
I've always said this, and I'm sure you've heard me say it in the past, and it's something that I think resonates with you over your time of doing Brewers and definitely Bucks. And Darren Sutton and Matt Vasgersian, and Vasgersian was not even 30, I don't think, when he got in the play-by-play booth, which was when you guys did your thing, it was us versus them, right? You were calling the game as, you know, the home announcer on a local broadcast. And the thing that irritates me is when you have local broadcasts and the play-by-play guy is doing like a national broadcast and getting excited for both teams. It drives me absolutely nuts. And I always appreciated that. And I truly think that we've been so blessed in this market to have really good play-by-play guys over the course of my time, you know, living in this market, and I've been here my whole life, obviously, and growing up, that we're truly blessed because you guys all did it the right way, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that's a really interesting subject because I mean, my mind is going quickly back to the Juan Nieves no-hitter in 1987. It's the seventh inning, and I turn to Mike Hegan, a world champion, and say, Mike, what do I do? He goes, don't mention it.
Yep, that's the first thing.
So I don't mention it. But, you know, the fans loved it. The media said, Jim, you did the wrong thing. And, of course, I was new, and it was, you know, I was a great target at that point, and rightfully so. And so what I learned very early, Sparky, was our audience is predominantly Brewer fans, Bucks fans.
Yep.
And the trick for me was we would, you know, we got called homers all the time. Good. I never felt we were homers.
Well, fine if you are. Who cares? Like, Hawk and Wimpy for the White Sox. They literally used to say, good guys, three, bad guys, two. They just ran with it. Pat Hughes and Ron Santo. Brand Brown drops that ball for the Cubs against the Brewers at American Family Field. And Santo's on there. Oh, no. Oh, no. He dropped the ball. I mean, as a fan, that's what you want. You want to live and die. Or you and John McLaughlin doing a Bucks game, and McLaughlin smashes his headphones and breaks his headphones. I mean, those are things that fans will always remember and love about you.
Well, if you're going to err on one side locally, I think you've nailed it. And, you know, you wouldn't last very long if people thought you were neutral. And, you know, it's just a fine line to walk. You can't be, you know, the way we did it, Sparky, was we would criticize the Bucks, and we would, you know, we would analyze the visitors and the opponents. But, you know, we didn't bury people, you know,
right.
We didn't, you know, so you have to cover all the bases. But, you know, I mean, I didn't show up for work one day hoping that people thought I was, you know, not into the game the way they were. I mean, you know, we have to communicate with the audience, and the audience is predominantly Milwaukee fans. So you're right on it. And it's an interesting exercise. You know, you get opinions from all corners when you're doing that, and you sort of have to think it through. And there are times when, you know, hearing you're a homer, I wasn't a homer, but I sure as heck wanted the Bucks and the Brewers to do well and win. But, you know, I wasn't rooting for them, but I was on their side. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense to me. You did it the right way. So,
well, thank you. And, you know, and I agree with you. I think we've been very blessed with people who understand that in this state. And, you know, and now Nash and Mike wanted to be, and rightfully so, you know, he wanted to do play-by-play and analyst. And, you know, as Bob Uecker matriculated from analyst to play-by-play, and Mike certainly could have done that, and then they throw me in there against that. And, you know, we got along fine, and we were good together. And then Vukovic, so I didn't – Mike carried me. Mike taught me. I knew nothing. I had done one Little League game in Iowa, and then my next baseball game was – the Brewers, and it was 1987, and I thought they were going to have a rebuilding year, and I could kind of pay attention and grow with them a little bit. And then, of course, they win the first 13 games.
Yep.
And have a no-hitter, and, you know, all heck was breaking loose, and 80% of the audience was watching, and, boy, I tell you, talk about being petrified. But Mike helped me through that, and Mike was very experienced, and I learned so much from Mike. And then Pete Vukovic came in, and, you know, Vuk was – he was an interesting cat and still is, and savant in terms of the game. So it was easy with him because I could lead him into that savant nature of baseball, and people loved it. I mean, I remember working with him, Sparky, and he'd go through an entire at bat forecasting the next pitch and location.
Wow.
It'll be a curveball up and away. It'll be a fastball low and in. It'll be this and that. It'll be a change up here. And he could do that. It was phenomenal, really. So everybody that I've worked with has had a great skill. And then you have Bill come in and, you know, his knowledge of the game as a catcher. When you think back on great broadcasters nationally, locally, you know, Bob Uecker, great broadcasters. Catchers have a knack for understanding every aspect of the game. So Bill had that going. And my thing was I tried to learn from everyone I worked with. And if they learned a little from me, that's great. But I was learning from them all the way through my entire career.
Talking with Jim Paschke, former Brewers and Bucks play-by-play voice, as we talk about the big broadcast coming up Friday night, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers Reds, 30 years of rock as the analyst for the Brewers. And Jim Paschke will be back up in the booth. Matt Vasgersian is coming back. Darren Sutton is coming back. Matt Vasgersian and Darren Sutton join us tomorrow on this very show. You brought up Uecker. I guess I've never thought about how it would all work because he does radio, you do TV, but he did TV for a number of years too. How much interaction was there in helping one way or the other between Uecker and the TV guys?
In my time, he was, I don't remember him doing a lot of TV when I came in 87. I think he had, you know, he had gone to the radio booth and that's where he was. He did national TV, of course.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he did all of that. But on the local level, you know, I kind of stayed away from it. And somebody the other day on the podcast said, you know, we had this shadow of Bob Uecker. And you know, my thought was, no, we were in the light of Bob Uecker, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can look at that different ways. I know, you know, yeah, he casts a big shadow, but he also casts enormous amount of light over that entire organization and everybody who's in it, and certainly the guys on TV and the ladies on TV. And, you know, you'd never be around anybody like Bob Uecker normally in life, right? So what a blessing.
I've always said this, and I'm sure you've heard me say it in the past, and it's something that I think resonates with you over your time of doing Brewers and definitely Bucks. And Darren Sutton and Matt Vasgersian, and Vasgersian was not even 30, I don't think, when he got in a play-by-play booth, which was when you guys did your thing, it was us versus them, right? You were calling the game as, you know, the home announcer on a local broadcast. And the thing that irritates me is when you have local broadcasts and the play-by-play guy is doing like a national broadcast and getting excited for both teams. It drives me absolutely nuts. And I always appreciated that. And I truly think that we've been so blessed in this market to have really good play-by-play guys over the course of my time, you know, living in this market. And I've been here my whole life, obviously, and growing up. That we're truly blessed because you guys all did it the right way, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that's a really interesting subject because, I mean, my mind is going quickly back to the Juan Nieves no-hitter in 1987. It's the seventh inning, and I turn to Mike Hegan, a world champion, and say, Mike, what do I do? He goes, don't mention it.
Yep, that's the first thing.
So I don't mention it. But, you know, the fans loved it. The media said, Jim, you did the wrong thing. And, of course, I was new, and it was, you know, I was a great target at that point, and rightfully so. And so what I learned very early, Sparky, was our audience is predominantly Brewer fans, Bucks fans.
Yep.
And the trick for me was we would, you know, we got called homers all the time.
Good.
I never felt we were homers.
Well, fine if you are. Who cares? Like Hawk and Wimpy for the White Sox. They literally used to say, good guys, three, bad guys, two. They just ran with it. Pat Hughes and Ron Santo. Brand Brown drops that ball for the Cubs against the Brewers at American Family Field. And Santo's on there. Oh, no. Oh, no. He dropped the ball. I mean, as a fan, that's what you want. You want to live and die. Or you and John McLaughlin doing a Bucks game, and McLaughlin smashes his headphones and breaks his headphones. I mean, those are things that fans will always remember and love about you.
Well, if you're going to err on one side locally, I think you've nailed it. And, you know, you wouldn't last very long if people thought you were neutral. And, you know, it's just a fine line to walk. You can't be, you know, the way we did it, Sparky, was we would criticize the Bucks, and we would, you know, we would analyze the visitors and the opponents. But, you know, we didn't bury people, you know,
right.
We didn't, you know, so you have to cover all the bases. But, you know, I mean, I didn't show up for work one day hoping that people thought I was, you know, not into the game the way they were. I mean, you know, we have to communicate with the audience, and the audience is predominantly Milwaukee fans. So you're right on it. And it's an interesting exercise. You know, you get opinions from all corners when you're doing that, and you sort of have to think it through. And there are times when, you know, hearing you're a homer, I wasn't a homer, but I sure as heck wanted the Bucks and the Brewers to do well and win. But, you know, I wasn't rooting for them, but I was on their side. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense to me. You did it the right way. So,
well, thank you. And, you know, and I agree with you. I think we've been very blessed with people who understand that in this state. And, you know, and now nationally, we, you know, who knows what we're getting there. I mean, once in a while we get a national person rooting for a team in the NBA playoffs. But, you know, which is kind of odd to me. That never happened before. So it's all over the map, and opinions and fanaticism float the boat, so you have to kind of keep that in mind all the time. And you absolutely nailed it, and thank you for what you said.
Jim Paschke, former Brewers and Bucks play-by-play voice. Follow him on Twitter. He's still on there, at Paschketball on Twitter. I don't know if you saw last night. You were floating around looking at your cell phone. It was a whole big thing last night on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, the TV guys, you know, I don't expect them to text me and tell me they're going to put me on or anything, but they caught me, and then I turned into a meme, which is all right. And, you know, it's all fun, right? And I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. I can, you know, what I should have said, Sparky, was I was checking out to see what Apple did yesterday.
There you go. I like it. Jim, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you so much, and we'll talk down the line, buddy.
Thanks, Sparky.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Jim Paschke, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.